Nolte, More Far-Left Media Shrinkage as NPR Slashes Dozens of Jobs. By John Nolte on May 21, 2026. The far-left media continues to shrink with the news that the former welfare queens at NPR are slashing jobs now because they are no longer receiving corporate welfare. You'd require a heart of stone not to love it when people who hate you lose access to the forum that spreads all that hate. NPR is offering buyouts to approximately 300 employees, mostly within news gathering desks in the newsroom. Staff of NPR's news programs, including hosts, are not eligible, reports NPR about NPR. Sadly, that doesn't mean 300 NPR staffers will be laid off. It only means 300 staffers will be offered the buyouts. We're supposed to feel sorry for people offered buyouts, even though normal people who struggle in the real world never receive buyouts. Have you ever received a buyout or severance? I haven't. Fired, yes. Laid off, yes. A sweet-ass buyout, never. NPR says they will accept up to 30 buyouts, but more targeted layoffs would ensue if an insufficient number of employees take voluntary buyouts by next Tuesday, May 26. Oh, boy, I can hardly wait for next Tuesday. Currently, about 400 people who hate us staff the NPR newsroom. Remember when NPR bragged about how only 1% of its budget came from all that taxpayer-funded welfare? If it was only 1%, why does it look like around 10% of the staff is getting the axe? Well, that 1% number was nothing more than more fake news from NPR. NPR President and CEO Catherine Marr says the network has to fill a gap of $8 million in its $300 million annual budget because of the elimination of federal subsidies for its member stations, which pay NPR to air programs such as Morning Edition and All Things Considered. In a memo to staff, she said the network expects to earn $15 million less in station fees this year and is anticipating a drop in corporate sponsorship revenue. The flimflam in that 1% number was possible only if you ignored the millions NPR received from the NPR affiliates who pay NPR to broadcast their shitty, left-wing shows, like, say, Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Before Trump ended the welfare train last year, the NPR and PBS Umbrella Corporation, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB, received $535 million in taxpayer funds per year. Those NPR affiliates then received anywhere from 10 to 13% of their budgets from the CPB taxpayer-subsidized slush fund. And it just so happens that affiliate fees made up about 10% of NPR's annual budget. PBS laid off 15% of its staff in November after the welfare train stopped. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting closed entirely. Teehee. Add to that the massive layoffs at CNN, Washington Post, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, BBC, Vox Media, Los Angeles Times, Business Insider, Politico, Forbes, HuffPost, and CNBC layoffs over just the last 2 years. And, like Tiny Tim, normal people have much to be thankful for.